Alvin O. King. Alvin O. King became governor as a result of a political controversy between Huey Long and Dr. Paul Sire. After Long was elected to the U.S. Senate, Sire, the lieutenant governor, declared Long's office vacant and proclaimed himself governor. Long successfully argued that Sire's actions were illegal and that King, as president pro tempore of the state Senate, should become lieutenant governor. After Long's slate of candidates won election in January 1932, Huey took his U.S. Senate seat and King became governor. During his 5 months in office, King called for reduced spending on highways because the state could not sell highway bonds at an acceptable interest rate because of the falling national bond market. Long, however, was the true power, and King simply handled routine matters until the Kingfishers' candidate, O.K. Allen, could take office. King provided a short period of stability during years of political turmoil. He returned to his law practice in Lake Charles, where he died in 1958.